I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joins us. And Chuck, good morning. So much to talk about. I don't know where to begin.
Well, let's begin with, I never get tired of that intro quote of Donald Trump about sleepy eyes.
Oh, Chuck Todd. I love it. I love it. Hey, let me ask you. We talk a lot about the voter integrity, the integrity of the vote, voter fraud. We talk about a lot of issues. Now, after spending millions of dollars on new machines around the state, we're finding that there are glitches all over the place from the recent primary election. And in fact, I think in we're going to have for public administrator in Clark County a re-vote. First of all, can you give us any insight as to what happened on Election Day?
Well, I don't know all the details of how all of these mistakes occurred, but I remember on election night waiting for returns to come in Nye County. They had two computer crashes, and the results were delayed for over 2 hours, I think it was. And the thinking in the room was, you had one job. I mean, you only have to hold these elections once every 2 years, and for some reason they still can't seem to get it right, regardless of what system is that they use, because there are different systems used in Clark County, from Nye County, from Washoe County. So I don't know that it's necessarily the system itself. It seems to be more of the training of the government personnel who are running these elections that's at fault.
Do we need to standardize the equipment? Do we need to statewide essentially standardize the equipment?
Boy, I don't know. I Kevin, haven't thought that closely about that issue. I mean, it sounds like it's certainly something that should be taken into consideration under the circumstances with what just happened in the primary. But at this point, I would be more interested in making sure that where the screw-ups occurred in the primary, that those are all fixed before we get to the general election, so we don't have this coming up again in November.
Well, and you've pored over the statements, the after statements. It's not like these people were overrun by a huge voter turnout, was it?
No, my gosh. I mean, when you consider the fact that you've got 2 weeks of early voting plus absentee balloting and, a total turnout of less than 1 in 4 voters, can you imagine if we end up with a 50, 60, 70, 80% turnout, the number of problems that could exist? And look, there are close races up and down the ballot. Clark County, I think, yesterday just certified a county commission race with a huge number of people that was decided by, I think, 150, 160 votes. So, close races are not as unusual as people might think. And so we definitely need to get a handle on this and got to get this thing fixed.
I want to take you now to the border. We still have problems. We've got a federal judge saying that the government has to reunite families within 30 days. First of all, who's at fault? Is it the Trump administration that began this? Does this predate the Trump administration?
Well, the problem clearly predates the Trump administration. The law is on the books as it is. Congress made these laws, and the real difference seems to be that the Trump administration, and get this, is actually enforcing the existing laws, unlike during the Obama administration, where they just kind of looked the other way because, you know, it was a political hot potato and they didn't want to put pressure on Congress to actually do its job. These problems have been festering for a long time. They could be fixed by Congress if Congress would simply act on it. Unfortunately, the way the Congress is divided, some Democrats are going to have to vote with the majority Republicans in order to find a compromise that can pass. And at this point, all of the Democrats seem to have just dug in their heels and said, we don't care what's right for these families. We don't care what's right for the policy. We only care about having an issue to run on in November, and we only care about making sure that Donald Trump doesn't get any more victories than he's already chalking up.
I've noticed that every potential presidential wannabe on the Democrat side has run, not walked, to our southern border to a bank of microphones trying to make a statement, trying to incite riots, protests across the country. What do you make of the way Democrats have reacted to this thing? I mean, with references to Auschwitz and Nazi Germany, hostage taking, the rhetoric has been way over the top, has it not?
Yes. I mean, one, it's just pure political theater. If these people would stay off of the border and stay in Washington, D.C. and fix the problem, they wouldn't need to go down to the border. But again, they're only looking for a media hit. They're only looking for attention. They're only looking for political issues. It's very unfortunate that some of the rhetoric on the other side has gotten so, I mean, just absolutely outrageous. But I think that's still a factor of the Trump derangement syndrome that we've seen since Donald Trump just shocked the world in upsetting Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. I mean, ever since then, these people have just come unhinged. And, you know, the rhetoric that they're using, the tactics that they're using with Maxine Waters, you know, actually calling on the resistance to accost Trump administration personnel and Trump supporters in public is just beyond the pale. And fortunately for our side, I think it's going to backfire on them. I think you're going to see the American public recognize that this is what it is, that these people truly are deranged and they aren't going to want to give them power. I think it means that we're going to have Republicans holding on to their majorities in both the Senate and the House, and maybe even increase those majorities if a Trump wave develops after Labor Day.
I want to ask you, when you talk about the lack of civility, it used to be that Republican ads would include some reference to the Democrat Party led by Nancy Pelosi. That has now changed. The president himself the other day in Las Vegas talked about how this is now the party, which I think is a great line. It's the party of Nancy Pelosi and Mad Maxine Waters. I added the mad part of it. Maxine Waters, though, seems to be almost like the Exhibit A, the poster child of lack of civility in the Democrat Party.
Oh, Maxine Waters is the gift that just keeps on giving to the Trump side. I don't want to shut Maxine Waters down. I don't want to shut Maxine Waters up. I want to keep a microphone in front of this woman 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because the stuff that she spews out really, really, really hurts the Democrats and the liberal and the left, you know, the left wing side of the Democrat Party. And I encourage her to keep speaking, keep talking, because it really, really does hurt their side in the court of public opinion.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. Coming up, we'll talk about what the Supreme Court did. Well, really, this week. I mean, they have decimated Democrat Party strongholds, including in the labor movement today. We'll talk about that. Also, big, stunning upset in a New York congressional district where Joe Crowley, one of the veterans, possibly the heir apparent to Nancy Pelosi, loses to a woman by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What's that all about? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
All across the state of Nevada. And in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. And joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, our friend Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He keeps his ear to the ground. All things political. He's got it nailed. The Democrat Party is reeling today. The hold of the liberal left, they call them progressives now, the progressives in the Democrat Party, has reached out and grabbed the party, at least in one congressional district, but it's a big one. Joe Crowley in New York loses. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the nominee of the Democrat Party. She is a flaming liberal. Chuck, what do you make of this? And is that good? Is that good for Republicans that Democrats are tacking to the left?
Oh, it's wonderful for Republicans, especially considering the fact that, historically speaking, Republicans never blow an opportunity to blow an opportunity. So anything that the Democrats can do to make it a little bit easier for Republicans not to blow opportunities is a good thing for our side. This news in New York, having the number four leader on the Nancy Pelosi side of the Democrat side, the number four in leadership, I think, outspent 10-1, 15-1, something like that. It was just a huge number disadvantage. To lose the way he did in this race is a clear indication that this manufactured blue wave that the media has been pumping us about for several months now, it really probably does not exist and is never going to manifest itself. They have as many problems, if not more problems, with divisions within the Democrat Party ranks than the Republicans have. So, the idea that there's going to be this big blue wave in November, I've never bought that notion. And after that result yesterday, I sure don't buy it now.
Do you know anything? I had never heard about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, only that she was, I'm not sure if she is listed as a socialite or as a socialist. I've seen it both ways in reports this morning, and I'm not sure if that's a typo or something else. Do you know anything about her? She came from out of nowhere.
I don't. What I've read is that she's only 28 years old. She's a millennial. I think it's probably the accurate term is a socialist as opposed to socialite, because it doesn't seem to be any reports that she was able to self-fund her campaign to any extent. And she is a Bernie Sanders supporter. She comes from the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrat Party, which is the socialist wing of the party.
I'm not even sure how old he is now, but is Bernie Sanders, is he still running for president, or does he want to be a kingmaker?
I don't know. Clearly, I'm not in touch with Bernie Sanders or his inner circle. He is quite old at this point. It would seem to be very unusual for someone at his age to pursue the presidency. But ego has a way of doing strange things to an individual. If he actually believes that even if he can't win, that he can somehow advance his socialist agenda within the Democrat Party by running in the primary again, he very well may do so. But more than likely, it looks as though his movement is going to be directed at trying to make gains in Democrat primaries to get more liberal-leaning, leftist-leaning, socialist-leaning Democrats nominated for offices up and down the ballot.
It has been a busy week for the U.S. Supreme Court, and most of the news has been good for conservatives, including today wiping out a law in Illinois that requires employees to contribute to unions. Yesterday, before this decision came down, and after a number of very good conservative decisions, Jeffrey Toobin of CNN was licking his wounds after a pair of Tuesday SCOTUS announcements. Here it is. What do you make of what has happened just in the last week? A bunch of 5-4 decisions, all going the right way. Does this tell you that the court is tilting to the right?
Absolutely. I know that there are a lot of people on the right, conservatives, who are unhappy with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his leadership of the Senate caucus. But let's give the man credit where credit is due. He did hold up the nomination that Barack Obama put forward of Judge Garland to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court and hold that over until after the election. And that, I think, probably more so than anything, at least among a lot of conservative Republicans, when they went to the polls, they may not have been happy with Donald Trump at all. But they looked at who is going to fill that vacancy. And a lot of people held their noses and voted for Donald Trump, hoping that he would fill that vacancy with someone, more attuned to the conservative cause. And President Trump did exactly that with Neil Gorsuch. And now we're seeing why that was so important, because a lot of these victories that we've had at the Supreme Court level would not have occurred if Mr. Garland, Judge Garland, had been on the bench instead of Justice Gorsuch. So, that was a huge decision by Mitch McConnell that enabled Donald Trump to fill that vacancy and allow decisions like the one in the Janus case yesterday, like the travel ban the day before, upholding the president's authority to ban people coming in, traveling to the United States from certain countries that had absolutely nothing to do with them being Muslim. It had to do with them being terrorist hotbeds. So, yeah, I think this is huge, and it's going to continue to be a big issue because it's not just the Supreme Court, but it's the judicial bench seats all the way down below the Supreme Court level that the Trump administration is now able to fill.
Today's decision, what does it mean for public sector unions? How badly will it injure public sector unions?
Oh, hopefully it will injure them badly, very, very badly. I don't think that government employees should be allowed to unionize in the first place. But if they are allowed to unionize, at the very least, they should not be able to compel government workers to pay tribute. Amounts to an extortion fee to union bosses just to hold their job. And this court decision means that public sector government employees who do not wish to pay union dues for political purposes that they don't agree with will no longer have to. That means the unions will now have to do the same thing that my organization, every other political organization and philosophical organization has to do every single day, which is to get voluntary donations to our cause. And now they'll have to do that instead of having the strong arm of government forcing people to give to them. So it's a huge, huge decision.
Hey, Chuck, if folks want to find out more about you, about your writings, about your activism, where do they go?
Go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, sign up for a free email newsletter, and I got a column that I'm just getting ready to post right now on how Nevada Assembly Republicans are about to reenact Custer's last stand.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Chuck, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you. We're going to talk to you next Tuesday, right?
Yes, I understand. We're going to take Independence Day off together.
Good, but we'll work on Tuesday, right?
You got it. I'm there for you.
That sounds great. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. There's a great new ad. We'll bring it to you maybe tomorrow. From the RNC. It's called Unhinged. And it refers to the Democrat Party and Mad Maxine Waters and Samantha Bee and all kinds of other people. I'll rack it up for you tomorrow and I'll let you hear. It's phenomenal. And by the way, it ought to be the siren song of the 2018 midterm elections for Republicans. This ought to be what they're talking about. I'm going to go to cut one first. And because Mad Maxine Waters, whether she likes it or not, has become an issue in the 2018 midterm elections. It used to be that Republicans would hang their hat on Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi and candidate X are taking America in the wrong direction. Now you can add to that candidate X, Nancy Pelosi, and Mad Maxine Waters. And Mad Maxine, for those of you that don't know, she's a congresswoman, represents, I believe, Inglewood, California, lives in Beverly Hills. That's always good. And she is, according to Tucker Carlson, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and it turns out that, according to him, Mad Maxine is no stranger to what I would best define as mob violence. I love what Tucker Carlson said last night. And it's true. You know, I find it interesting that Mad Maxine wants to curtail members of the cabinet, wants to harass them, wants to unleash mob violence on them. And at least Chuck Schumer came out and said that such rhetoric was unacceptable. That's good. But it's not doing anything to stop the left wing, the extreme left wing of the Democrat Party. Nothing really has changed. And here's what I don't understand about Democrats. Democrats have always been for free speech. They want free speech on campuses. Unless it's Ann Coulter. Unless it's Milo Yiannopoulos. Unless it's a conservative voice on a college campus. We don't want that. But we do want every type of left-wing socialist idea to be exposed. Which, by the way, seems to be the same thing that Mark Zuckerberg is doing with Facebook. It is dumbfounding to me how this has happened. To me, it's incredible. Now, it is interesting that when crowds at a Donald Trump rally start chanting, lock her up, drain the swamp, or they start heckling White House correspondent Jim Acosta of CNN. And I found it fascinating last night to listen to Trish Regan on Fox Business Channel. Every so often I slide over to Fox Business Channel. She actually came, this is cut five, by the way. She came to the defense of Jim Acosta after he was heckled in South Carolina just a couple of nights ago. I think Trish is missing the point, though. We have every right to express our displeasure with Jim Acosta's reporting. We have every, and by the way, there was nothing threatening about that crowd chanting and heckling him. This is the same group of people. In fact, he is the same guy that will interrupt the president of the United States or anything else that's going on so he can get his question shouted. I mean, you tell me. Are we developing a double standard here? Stick around. We'll get to your phone calls. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. And I'd love to hear from you because there is this double standard that's out there now. When it comes to free speech, whether they should be allowed to heckle our cabinet members over dinner, over a quiet dinner, or should we be able to, at a Donald Trump rally, be able to urge Jim Acosta to go home, that he's not welcome here? Is that okay to do? I mean, I think one is far worse than the other. Again, simply saying, go home, Jim, go home, Jim. It's like lock her up or any of that other stuff. And there's no evidence that that kind of rhetoric has hurt America. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be really bad when somebody gets hurt, when somebody being incited or inflamed by Mad Maxine Waters or Samantha Bee or Kathy Griffin or Peter Fonda, any of these people. Anyway, we're going to take a break. You want to join me? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. I'm so excited. Coming up, Aaron Manfredi ran for public administrator. Thought he won. But now they're having a revote in Clark County. And it's all because of machines or, I don't know, election personnel that screwed up. And this was not a huge presidential election. This was a sleepy, 25% of folks went to the polls type of election. Aaron Manfredi will join us in just a little bit. Let's get to your phone calls. Go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to bring up, you were talking about that Jim Acosta, but I wanted to, it just kind of remind me of the other slime ball leaker, James Comey. And I saw an article just recently, and it hasn't been out in the news too much, but back when Trump first took office, Julian Assange offered to give Comey and the FBI all the information that was related to the DNC hack, the Russian hacking, Seth Rich, Hillary Clinton's emails, and Comey declined to grant some immunity, and at that time it could have stopped this whole Russian investigation. So I think there's a big problem right there, and that needs to be looked at, because Julian Assange, with all the knowledge he has, he needs to be pardoned, because I think he's in great jeopardy for his life.
Well, and supposedly, last I heard a week or so ago, his health is not all that good. Again, when you're confined to a, Ecuadorian embassy or whatever it is, you know, and you never get, you know, you never get outside the walls, so to speak. I imagine psychologically that would cause you some problems too. But I've heard of the health problems. I'm not sure if that's a reason to give him a pardon or whatever. Wouldn't surprise me if the president did it, though.
Well, I think it's important because who on this whole planet has all the information and all the facts on his computer, Julian Assange? And why hasn't Trump pardoned that guy, brought him back to the United States, and had him sit down with him and answer every question in front of the FBI? We don't have to go with this Robert Mueller investigation. It's a bunch of hoo-ha. It could have been ended in day one. Just get Julian Assange back here, interview him, make him tell what he did, make him reveal exactly what he knows, and we'd be on our way, and Trump can go on his way without all these resistors like Maxine and all these goofballs coming out of the woodwork.
Well, the problem is, I'm just going to tell you from the president's standpoint, they may not know what is on Julian Assange's laptop. They just may not know. And without that kind of knowledge, do you want to unleash all of what Julian Assange knows?
Well, he could reveal what he wants. I guess you don't have whatever knowledge that they need to know from the FBI. At least they can ask him. I guarantee you, like he said way back in the beginning, Julian Assange, it was not no outside source or state that hacked the DNC. That means that hack occurred within the U.S. And most likely it was Seth Rich, and he was taken out because of his knowledge. And they failed to go back. And also that Imran or whatever, that was Wasserman Schultz, IT guy, that computer got mysteriously stolen last month, and I don't even know if they got it back yet. So that's one thing that has to be looked in also, because that computer has all the knowledge on that, too. If you download that whole computer, there's everything on the DNC and Clinton again, and they don't want to reveal it.
Wow. Glad you called. Thank you, man. There are still a lot of questions out there. And I don't know, again, the idea of a pardon for Julian Assange would be very, very controversial. There are some people that think that he personally gave the election to Donald J. Trump. And there's also the rule of law. You know, I happen to think that just looking at video of Julian Assange interviews, he seems like a fairly rational individual. But he did something wrong. I mean, this all goes back to this thing of civil disobedience. What he did was civil disobedience. Now, to people on the left, that's great. We love civil disobedience. We don't like it when it's Julian Assange and a guy who found all these emails. I mean, these incredibly damning emails. And what we don't know is, did he only get emails of Democrats? Was it just the stupidity of John Podesta that resulted in all this happening? Think about that for a minute. Coming up on the program, there is an incredible story going on right now. There is, you thought we were done with elections, at least till November. Wrong. May 17th. Is the deadline for folks who are voting in that public administrator race. There is I've never heard of this, a revote. Aaron Manfredi thought that he had won the election. Now it turns out we're going to have a revote. And it's going to be a revote by mail. Very weird. Very, very strange. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. For those of you that question the integrity of the vote, and I will grant you the public administrator is maybe not on a par with mayor or governor or senator or president of the United States, but it's a pretty darn important role to play in the county. We'll see what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wald, the program live and local now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.